Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all from rolling this Thursday morning. Well, look, another quiet night last night in the world of sports. Flyers lost. But look, we're all gearing up, obviously, for the Eagles stretch run, which includes a game on Sunday versus Washington that I think can fairly be said is the Eagles' last semi-difficult game. Maybe difficult. Maybe flat-out difficult. Maybe semi-difficult. Left the rest of the regular season. So the Birds gearing up, we're gearing up. Big show today. Jason Kelce in studio with us for an hour, starting at 7:30 today. The great Wilbert Montgomery with us at 8:40. We're going to have a lot of fun on the program, give you a chance to win a cool prize. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
What's up, Johnny?
7% of the U.S. population visits a McDonald's every day.
That's not good.
Every single day.
Impossible. Wow.
It's not impossible, James.
No, you're right. You're right.
I was one of those people at for an extended period of time when I was in college. I went every day. I told you we had some damage problems when I was in college where we were no longer allowed to live on campus.
Yep, yep.
And we no longer had a meal plan. And that I would go to, and the
Mickey
cost
D's.
Of living in California mm-hmm. was so high, mm-hmm. I would go, hey, there's two Big Macs for $2? Okay.
I remember those days.
That's a great deal. I mean, can you imagine that deal nowadays? Unheard of.
Correct.
But I would go and get that every day, and it was like what everyone was doing.
Well,
who
dude,
was out and without a meal plan.
I
it was the
it.
Best way to sustain yourself.
Believe me when I tell you, I get it. Unfortunately, I still get it, but that's okay.
But 7% of Americans now.
Okay. Well, it is tasty. I'll tell you what's also tasty, this Eagles team, man. I mean, holy mackerel. So, you know, basic facts, as I think a lot of people know, 12-2, 10-game winning streak. An opinion that I think most people would agree with, if the Eagles play the starters the rest of the regular season, and we don't know if they will the final game because we don't know how Detroit and Minnesota will all finish out. But I'd say an opinion that most people would agree with, if the Eagles play their starters the rest of the regular season, likely to finish the regular season with the 13-game winning streak. James, wasn't 9 the record? They're about to get to 13.
It's insane.
And then, of course, we can take it another step. Depending on whether they need to play 3 or 4 playoff games, they could finish the season, ladies and gentlemen, with either a 16 or 17 game winning streak. All of which means, obviously, this really could be a Super Bowl season. Okay, it has a lot of makings of a Super Bowl season. Now, nothing's guaranteed. There are some other good teams. The Eagles don't even have home field advantage as of now for the postseason. But it is not breaking news to say this really could be one of those years, 20 years back, we look back on and say, man, wasn't that great, but damn, they lost in the end. 20 years from now, we could say, wasn't that great, and they freaking got it done. They got it done and became the second Eagles team ever to win a Super Bowl. To that, I say to you here today at 215-592-9494, I'm curious what pumps you up the most, what encourages you the most that this will, in fact, be a Super Bowl season? What aspect of this team, or if you want to look at a broader view of the NFL, gives you the most confidence? And, John, I'm curious where you stand here. What element gives you the most confidence that this really could be, for the second time, a Super Bowl winning season by our beloved Philadelphia Eagles? John, what hit you?
Man, I wanted to say something as simple as the attitude displayed. I do think that could be a valid answer.
Let me tell you.
I think the attitude of a Cooper DeJean, the Quinyon Mitchell rookie, hey, I don't even know what I don't know, and I don't care because I'm better than you, and I know my teammates better than you, and I also know where my teammates going to be because Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator, and we are going to rip your guts out. I love that confidence. I love that toughness. But for me, I have to go with winning football is encapsulated with teams running the football.
It's a big one, man.
Winning football means you can run the football and you can extend the drive. You can get that first down when it's third and one, when it's fourth and one. You can punch the ball over the goal line when it's fourth and one. Goal line, short yardage, situational football. Yeah. That ability to just do that simple thing, keep the offense on the field, is so huge.
John, the tush-push is a real advantage.
So perfectly, yes.
It's like a tremendous advantage.
Play. Yeah. Yes, it is massive. But then, on top of just that aspect of our run game, Saquon Barkley is miraculous. The offensive line and Jeff Stoutland are so so sound of mind and body week after week, and their attack is so complete. And we should feel great about the fact that we physically impose our will on
whatever the adventure. There's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every team we play, because we run the football the way you should.
No, I love that. Look, there's a lot of ways to go here, and I'm curious what hits you as far as top of mind, biggest reason why you think the Eagles actually get it done this year. 215-592-9494. James, what strikes you the most?
Yeah, obviously there's roster and coaching and all these things we can get into, but mine's a little more ethereal. Mine is, and I think we just saw it, this team has the ability to create an edge. And that, like, in this sport more than any other sport, I don't think there's any other sport where wanting it more matters more. Like, you can go out and want to beat the dude in front of you, and he might be bigger, he might be stronger, but you can beat him. And this team has that edge. We just saw it. They can create. They can take something that they did and turn it into us against the world.
Sounds like that someone is, who's done this himself.
It's so powerful.
The tiny D tackle. Jimmy played D lineman in high school.
Let's not make him Cooper DeGene.
This guy actually practices what he's preaches. What he's preaching right now. That's cool.
I think it matters though. I think us against the world, creating edges, creating advantages in terms of motivation matters so much. We saw with the 2017 team that won the Super Bowl. That was such a big part of it. The underdog thing. This team has that ability, and I think it's what sets them apart from the other contenders.
I'm probably going to like all the answers today. I'm curious what else comes to mind. Rhea, what hits you as far as number one reason why I think this could be the year?
Because all of the issues that have cropped up this year, they've pretty much handled them very well. You know, 2-2, Sirianni's under tremendous fire. Hurts is turning the ball over. They go to the break, you know, Lane, Landon, Mailata. They go to Sirianni. We got to run the ball more. Boom. Saquon builds an MVP resume. Obviously, most recently, the AJ comments, the BG comments. They handled that so amazingly well from top to bottom, from Sirianni to Hurts. And they acknowledge that they're the ones who created it, which was amazing to me. So to me, it's that they've handled all of the flares that have popped up. And they just keep rolling.
No, they do. There's no question. Look, 215-592-9494. So in all due respect to my fine colleagues here, who I think all had fine answers.
I'm sure you have better ones.
I think I do have a better one.
You've got the key to it all.
I think I do.
Good.
The number one defense in the NFL.
Oh, wow. No. What a bold statement.
No, I mean, well, listen, James.
Yep, you're right.
I don't play bold or not bold. I play, what do I tell you? I look in the camera and spit truth. Okay? I spit truth. And here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It helps a hell of a lot to win the Super Bowl when you have the number one defense in pro football. Now, doesn't always get it done. Obviously, we know that. Sometimes doesn't even make the playoffs, which is crazy. Normally means you have a bad offense. Obviously, the Eagles don't. But here's the beauty of a number one defense. Guys, it's going to get harder in the playoffs. It almost always does. Every once in a while, it's a cakewalk. But that's pretty rare. And so here in no particular, well, I'll give you the general order. Who knows the first game? We don't even know if they're going to have a bye or not. But here's what concerns me about the postseason. But then I say, but I got this defense. Jordan Love does concern me. I think he's very good. I think Green Bay's offense is very good.
He turns the ball over a lot.
I know he does, but he can get you. Like, Jordan Love is legit. Detroit's offense is likely still very legit. I know they lost David Montgomery, but the injuries they've had on their team are a lot less on their offense and their defense. I've seen Detroit enough this year, and I know they're wounded right now and will be wounded to an extent in the postseason compared to what they put out there a month or two ago. But, I mean, they come at you with an arsenal. They got receivers. They still got the one running back.
They're like a weasel who's going to chew its own leg off. It's trapped in a trap, and it will chew its own leg off.
They're James Franco in 127 hours.
And it doesn't care because it's hungry.
I don't.
And then it'll attack you.
Yeah, I don't take – there's nothing about the Eagles facing Detroit I take for granted. It worries me. But I am emboldened – by the thought against that offense is the number one defense in pro football. And then obviously the big one, the Super Bowl, where in all likelihood, the Eagles would either play Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. Now, it could be Lamar, could be someone else, right? But, I mean, likely would be Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, both of whom pose a hell of a problem. They do. But I got the number one defense in pro football. Like, that's if you're really drilling, and I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. If I'm really drilling down on what gives me the most confidence, it's that. By the way, I'll give you number two right now. My number two most confidence is wait till the Eagles lean on Saquon more when there's less games left in the playoffs. I mean, I am convinced as much as they've leaned on him, they still hold back a little bit because, all right, we got 14 games to go. We got 13 games to go. We got 9 games to go. Pretty soon, there's only going to be 3 games to go. Then 2, then 1. So, like,
soon, we're going to see a lot more Kenny G, though, too. Late in games.
Maybe the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But once you get to the postseason, like, it is freaking full on Saquon. Imagine what that looks like. So, there's a lot that gives me confidence this really could be the year.